Welcome back to Hey, You Know It, episode 3. I'm Jaquetta Satmari, and I'm here with
Katie Kazmir.
And today we're going to be talking about augmentation.
Yes, augmentation. We're going to tell you about it, but you can also tell us about it too. So if you want to send us an email, send it to heyyouknowit@gmail.com.
Yeah, and we're also on Twitter under Hey, You Know It, and we're on Facebook under Hey, You Know It. All right, so augmentation. First of all, I wanted to just make the distinction between augmentation and just plastic surgery in general.
Right.
So we're talking about when you add something on.
Right. Any kind of surgical procedure to alter your appearance
is augmentation.
That's what we'll refer to it as.
Okay. So when we say augmentation, we're talking about changing the way you look via the knife.
Right.
Exactly. All right, cool. So go ahead.
Okay, you know, a couple of things here. When you're talking about the human presentation, there's three factors. There's hygiene, there's grooming, and then there's augmentation and plastic surgery. And people are kind of blurring the line between these three things.
So people are confusing washing and being clean with getting rhinoplasty?
Not necessarily confusing it, but thinking that it's necessary to present yourself in public. Like hygiene, you must brush your teeth. You must not spit and spread your tuberculosis around.
Okay.
You know, you need to kill flies. You need to brush. You need to wash. But you don't need to go under the knife. You don't need to change the shape of your nose. You don't need to pull your skin back. That's not hygiene.
But in some cases, you should do all of those things.
That's correct.
So what you're saying is that people are now seeing plastic surgery as just a normal, everyday kind of a thing.
Right. That's part of something that's absolutely necessary. Hygiene is necessary. Grooming is just a presentational thing. How, you know, what color your hair is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to get your nails done, if you want to amp it up and put, you know, the little
acrylics
on, yeah.
Okay.
You know, there's different levels.
Beads, sequins, rings, whatever, and your nails.
And that's grooming. That's just, you don't have to, but it looks nice. People are confusing surgery with both grooming and hygiene.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the time, I mean, grooming and the hygiene, as you call it, I mean, it can help you look better.
Mm-hmm.
And so can the augmentation or plastic surgery. But sometimes, what I think that plastic surgery can do that the other stuff cannot do is that it can make you look like a freak.
Yeah.
I mean, I see a lot of people out there getting plastic surgery. For example, boob job.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what we see the most. And my answer to that is, look, once it's bigger than your head, it's not a boob anymore. It's something else. It's gone past sexy to just freakishness, you know? And I think a lot of people are using plastic surgery to appeal to an aesthetic that I don't know what it is, like an alien thing, something I don't know. Like we were talking earlier about people's noses. Everyone now has this aquiline nose. I don't know what race of people it comes from, but everybody's got it. They can barely breathe out of the damn things.
Yeah, it's their standard of beauty that they're imposing on people that they're getting from, you don't even know where.
We don't know where it's coming from.
It's like three people in California.
Maybe came up
with this nose, saying this is the thing.
And they're spreading that nose all around the country like a cancer. Like kind of a, you know, a visual cancer, this nose is spreading. And the boob thing.
And then they're kind of saying, you know, you have to look this way in order to get ahead or to get a mate, to get, you know, to get anything. But you don't really need it. You just need to be clean. You need to put on deodorant.
True. I agree with that. But I would disagree. I would say that you do need plastic surgery to get ahead and to improve your career. For example.
What career? Whatever career.
Who? For example, if you're a minority, let's say, and you want to work for the man, it's helpful to kind of look a little more like him. Rhinoplasty can help you get there.
No.
Yeah. A lot of people are doing that. They want to look more like the people they're going to be working for. People get the eyelid thing done. They get everyone's getting these kind of Eurasian Mongolian cheeks, a kind of Madonna cheek. And I think that if you're a performance artist, a minority, or if you're a man, maybe you're a man and you want to be in the army and you want to rise to the rank of like a general, you need a superhero chin. Look around.
If you really wanted to, if we followed that logic and went to Hollywood and augmented ourselves to look like the man, we'd all be looking like old Jewish men.
Maybe that's not a bad idea. Maybe this is where we've gone wrong with the boobs and the nose thing. Maybe we should be going for a different look. Right. We should all be trying to look like Larry David.
Right.
So you should try to augment yourself to look like whomever it is that you want to work for.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
That's, I think, a good reason to get plastic surgery.
We've got here pros and cons. Oh, you know, it's not just now that we're surgically altering ourselves. It's not like a new thing. This has been going on for quite some time.
Mm-hmm. You're going with foot binding.
Chinese foot binding.
That worked well.
At first, it started because there was one empress, maybe, who had a club foot. Mm-hmm. And so then everyone wanted club feet, too.
Okay.
And so they started with that. And what they would do, if you are not familiar with foot binding, first you break the toes and curl them under the sole of the foot.
And then, when do you do that?
You know.
When you're young?
When they're young, yeah, okay. Like about 13,
14. Because I can't see myself doing that now in my 30s. No.
But then to take it further, and then you keep unwrapping it, and then you keep breaking the foot even further, the sole, mm-hmm. and you keep wrapping it underneath until that foot becomes 3 inches long.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm assuming, though, and then you can't walk around.
No, you can't walk around, but after a while, after everything kind of heals and tightens and forms into this lump foot mm-hmm. that you have.
A 3-inch, it sounds like a spike.
3-inch, yeah.
It sounds like a spike on the end of your leg.
Then you can kind of walk around on your heel a little bit.
Do you have a heel at this point?
You still have a heel. It's just the back of your 3-inch foot, and you can walk around on that, and the men found it sexy.
Really?
Yeah.
Probably because you couldn't run away.
Exactly. And it was kind of, it was a sexual fetish. Yeah. So you had to, first of all, not have to work for a living. Mm-hmm. And
you're trying to, like, tiptoe around these tiny ass feet. So when are they still doing that?
They kind of stopped after a while because they realized how it enfeebled women.
Because they couldn't have foreseen that.
No. And actually, I found a quote from a Chinese woman, though, who had it done. And she was saying, "I did it for myself, not to please anyone, not to be more attractive to men. I think I look good with a 3-inch long foot."
That is insane.
Yeah, that's what the women today are saying.
The head size boobs, I did this for myself.
They're saying that too. It's not because I want to get one.
If you did it for yourself, like, why aren't people just spontaneously doing this all over the place? Like, people are getting more boobs now because they're seeing huge boobs on TV. I think that's influence, and they're not doing it for themselves. Why would you need to get a pair of G breasts for yourself? That's clearly for somebody else.
That's what they're all... I'm doing it for me. Like, you can't get it done if you're saying, "I'm doing it to find a rich guy." You can't. Nobody's going to give you them.
I think you should be upfront about it. You should be like, "I am, you know, getting these boobs because I want to improve my chances of getting a wealthy man."
No, nobody's going to give them to you that way. You have to say, "I'm doing it for me. I feel better. This is the way I feel like I should look, and I like it."
So you're saying if I go to a plastic surgeon and I'm like, "Look, I want my nose to look like, I don't know, a British nose," mm-hmm. because I want to excel in corporate America, they're not going to do it. As opposed to me saying, "I'd like my nose to look less African." For me.
Yeah, for you. It has to be for you.
For me. And then it's okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll keep that in mind. I'm obsessed with the male augmentation because now apparently this has gotten over to men. And we're not talking about phalloplasty. I mean, we could go in that direction, but I'm going to bring it back to the chin plants. Who decided that having a chin that could also double as a butt is a good way to go? Like, why is this manly? A friend of mine in D.C. told me that, you know, men in the Army, men who work for the Pentagon, are getting chin work. They're getting their jaw increased. They're getting a more prominent nose because they want to look more like a general type. I think they all kind of want to look like Patton, but not Patton, like George C. Scott Patton. Like, they're going for kind of a, you know, a TV or a cartoon version of what a general should look like. And it's working. It's working.
Get out.
Yeah. Good luck finding yourself nowadays a general who is bald, has a smooth chin, and a small jawline. Yeah. Or a weak chin, which is really the bane of my existence, frankly.
Weak chin.
I spend a lot of time looking at people's weak chins, and it looks like a turkey, and I can't deal with it.
Well, another thing that can maybe help out with that chin is maybe a little bit of a dimpleplasty. That's the newest thing that people are doing.
Why would you want that? Girls, why would you want to look like a Campbell soup kid?
Girls are going for the dimples in their cheeks, and guys are putting the clefts in their chin. It's actually a defect that they want added to them.
Wow.
Yeah.
I find that a little bit disturbing.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. I mean, actually, people kind of do look cute with dimples. Dimples are cute. There's no
children, but I'm assuming that
no, they look good on adults too.
But if there were children who were like, you know what, I'm not cute enough. I need a little something to add to what I have going here, and they want to get a dimple put in. Fine, I see right. that.
So you let children yeah. get dimple plasties.
If you're
too.
8, 9 years old, 7, and you don't feel cute,
you want to,
and it's going to impact your life. Get a dimple.
Well,
also, is it cheap?
It's relatively cheap, but also it's good for people who need to appear cute and innocent, mm-hmm. the adults. So,
for example, bigots might get one.
Right, a pedophile might get one.
A pedophile might get one.
Guys who want to talk their girlfriends into doing anal.
Okay, a dimple.
Mean, you'd rather hear that coming from a dimpled cleft.
Chin guy, yeah. yeah. Well, if that guy kind of looks like a superhero, you think, yeah. okay, he yeah, might know yeah. what he's doing back there.
That's right.
Wow.
So it might be a good investment. It's, yeah, it is pretty cheap.
Mm-hmm. But what about later when you don't want to look so cute? What if you want to look menacing? Is there anything you can add for that?
I guess you could get it filled.
Could you get like a beady eye? Or, you know, what? I don't know, beady eyes. Or,
and,
that's probably,
I don't know, what else is menacing looking? Get your teeth all jacked up to make them look like a big mouthful of ragged teeth?
Maybe just having dark hair. I see that a lot in films. Maybe I think just having dark hair is menacing. So maybe that'll take care of it. Wrinkles? Possibly.
Possibly. But then, why don't they just, if you want to be menacing, you just clench your fist. Ugh.
Yeah, but that's not really an augmentation.
Yeah,
and
no,
if you'd
cheap.
Seen that clenched fist, like I was scared.
I just did
really scary.
It, too, for your listeners out there. But it's something you could do yourself. You don't have to go to a surgeon for.
Well, I want to talk about, you know, things that you, because I think you should get plastic surgery if you look too ethnic, because that's a problem nowadays. I know a lot of black people are getting plastic surgery on the nose. We still know they're black, but it's that you've made the attempt.
The attempt to cross over
yeah,
to white.
Yeah, you've let people know that, hey.
This just, it just blows my mind.
It blows my mind too, especially when the before and after pictures, you're like, here's a black guy before, and here's a black guy after.
Everybody's trying to run away from what they look like.
Yep.
To look like something else that nobody, that doesn't even exist.
I'm saying, screw it. Get a bigger nose. Go for it. I think people will respect that. And make it really big. Like,
that's
right. Go from
See?
A button nose to, you know, like a beak.
Right.
Something that looks like it's done a couple of rounds.
It could do that, and then you could go to Hollywood, and therefore
you could
fit in with the
Yeah, you
the
could represent.
There.
You could represent.
Yeah. But I think in the future, I was looking, every part of the body is basically covered. You can get everything from calf implants, you know, you can get... Who was it? Somebody actually did get their rib taken out. I know that was a
Janet
rumor.
Janet Jackson. And
rumor
Pete Burns.
Right,
No. Amanda Lepore. Amanda Lepore. Famous tranny. Had her lower rib crushed in. And
to make the waist look smaller.
Yeah.
So what else can be done? And I thought of it, and this is going to be the wave of the future. It's making people taller. They are going to have bone inserts in the shin.
Mm-hmm.
To make men taller.
And will there be like a little crank where you could just slowly, you know, add an inch here and there?
Right. Yeah, you could do that. It'll be called heightening. Guys will be going in for a heightening.
Do we need taller men is the question.
Guys will want to be taller. But I think that they're like, we don't need taller men.
I certainly don't.
No. There's nothing worse. And who, a tall guys may be fun now, but when they get old, who wants an old, tall man?
Yeah.
Who wants to change like his huge diaper?
Exactly. What about, so getting taller. I mean, I'd like to be taller, but I mean, I would just wear platform shoes.
Right. Girls can do that with heels. It's okay. But that's going to be the guy thing that's going to happen. And if,
well, you guys can do it too. I saw in Sky Mall, one of my favorite publications, they actually have shoes for men that have an insert inside that it make them appear taller.
I know. But then if you take off those shoes and you're left standing there, you'd get a girl home with you.
How are you going to explain that?
Yeah. So it's got to be part of the whole, it has to be in your person. And so, first of all, I'll just tell you, this is how it's going to be in the shin, and then they're going to realize it's going to make the, from the knee to the foot look long. So then they're going to say, oh, let's get it in the femur too.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be your second operation.
Wow. So it's like a 1-2 punch. Like,
right.
You think you're just going to get one thing.
Right.
But then when you come out, you're going to need other things. But that's how they say when you go in for plastic surgery in the face, you start off small.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
I want to make the nose
right.
smaller. And then before you know it, Catwoman.
Yeah. And you're stuck.
And you're stuck. Do we have any listener mail this week?
Yes, we do. We got an email.
Awesome. I can't believe someone actually sent us an email. Our email address is heyyouknowit@gmail.com. So what's our listener email?
The listener email comes from somebody. We won't mention the name, but they ask.
The initials are C.
The initials are C.
Yeah, that's all we can give you.
I'm glad it's the plural.
Yeah.
All right. This individual asks, what hurts more, penis enlargement or vaginal rejuvenation?
Now, this is the moment at which I wish we had a transgender person on our staff here, because I think that they might be able to answer that question from both sides. But I'm going to go out on a limb, and I think that the phalloplasty, which is the correct name for that, would be more painful. I did a little research on this. And there are two procedures. One involves a snip, and I'm sure gentlemen who are listening are already covering themselves. It doesn't actually enlarge the member, as it's called. It just makes it hang longer, which I think is unfair, because now you're
it's a ripoff. The girl goes home with you.
Yeah.
And it's just...
It's like, wow, look at that. And then, it's really just the same.
It's the same exact thing, but just a little more detached.
Yeah. Like the band, probably. The other thing is that you could have fat taken from other areas of your body and injected into the phallus to increase the girth.
Great.
And that sounds pretty painful to me. Vaginal rejuvenation, on the other hand, it's just like, window dressing.
And it's like, how many vagina types are there that people are looking at and saying, that's the one we're going to go for?
Probably four or five. I can't imagine that there'd be that many more. But also, how do you know? What you want. This is too big. This is too small. And I'm thinking that what they're doing down there is probably not much of anything. They're probably just going in there, sprinkling a little China white, and then they're out. You've been rejuvenated. So I'm going to say that the phalloplasty is probably much more painful
and necessary. And the vaginal rejuvenation is just, you probably skip it.
Yeah. You could probably leave it out.
Yeah.
If we have any hermaphrodites out there who want to weigh in on this question, or transgender individuals.
Or anyone who's even had it done, whether you're straight or gay, we don't care. Just email us.
Yeah, let us know. Thanks for that wonderful listener mail, C.
Keep it coming. But one thing, I know we talk about a lot of things, but this is something I want all of our listeners to understand. Stay away from silicone. Have you seen Priscilla Presley? Face. That poor lady.
I think that Priscilla Presley and Madonna and a cat are actually the same, because you never see the three of them in the same room. Have you ever seen Madonna even with a cat in the same room?
You're right.
Have you seen Priscilla Presley with a cat? Have you seen the three of them together? I think that might be Armageddon.
If you get them in the room together and realize.
You can't do it.
Well, first of all, silicone, you shouldn't be putting it in your face. It's illegal. You can't. Any doctor who's using silicone, they should not be doing that. There's a lot of confusion out there with medical grade silicone. So doctors
versus the street stuff that you could just grab up.
Medical grade is the silicone that they use to lube up machine parts.
Oh.
For medical instruments.
I know a guy who will sell you some of that down by Chelsea Piers.
It's used for gears. It's not supposed to be in your face. And people confuse medical grade industrial with medical grade for your face, which is illegal anyway.
What people? Is there someone somewhere in an automotive shop who's accidentally put like a cheek implant into lube up something and it just goes haywire?
It's not the implant. It's the liquid. It's the liquid silicone that they're injecting. That's the problem. Wow. And a lot of the transgender
persons
are getting it on the black market and putting it in their breasts and their butts, and it's a disaster.
Wow. Franken boobs, right? Franken boobs and Franken butt. Right, right. What a nightmare.
Yeah.
The transgender community has suffered enough without this cut-rate, third-class underworld silicone trade. I'm taking a stand against that right now. If you're out there and you're treating transgender people and you're using shoddy workmanship and shoddy materials, just stop it. Just stop. So would you ever consider any kind of an augmentation?
I am not going to rule it out. I don't know how it's going to go down the line.
I would like it if they would do something where when you look at me, you see what I want you to see. And I don't really have to change anything about myself. That's the kind of plastic surgery I would like. Because I don't really care what I look like, but I care how other people see me. you know? So I think that's, you know, that's the kind of surgery I want, is that you wear some glasses that project an image of me.
Or a contact.
It's
like a filter.
Yeah.
That will smooth out all the rough edges. Yeah.
And in terms of, you know, getting work, I think that you should see whatever it is you want to hire. Like when I come into your office, if you're looking for a short Filipino man, bam, I'm there. That's me. If you're looking for a tall Scandinavian woman, that could also be me.
That's perfect. I think that there is a scientist, get on that.
Yeah, this is bringing the world together like Benetton style. In the segment that we call After the Joke, once the laughter stops. Because it's all well and good while the joke is going on. But once the joke is over, it's what happens?
What happens when the laughter ends?
Yeah, what happens? So over a pleasant evening meal, some friends and I were discussing going to the gym and the various effects of working out. I should add that these weren't actually my friends. They were friends of friends. Somebody mentioned that it was possible to get pectoral inserts for the reasonable cost of $6,000. I snickered, looked completely aghast, and commented, well, for $6,000, you could get a personal trainer and get the same result without surgery. My friend replied, for $6,000, you could get a woman who doesn't care what you look like.
$6,000.
Yeah. $6,000.
Is it going to buy you? Oh, you're talking about a prostitute? This is a prostitute, right?
Well, I mean, for $6,000, you're going to get one hell of a prostitute. Mm-hmm. You're going to get like a, you know, congressional Elliot Spitzer style prostitute. But if you're looking for a wife for $6,000, you're probably going to be scraping the bottom of the barrel there.
Yeah, you're going to have to import them from some country that's going under rapidly.
Yeah, some country where $6,000 is frankly a lot.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she doesn't get the $6,000. About $4,000 probably goes as a fee to whoever is trafficking this person. And then, you know, there's going to be the cost of the, you know, visas. That's probably going to take up some money. And then plane tickets. And she's probably only get, like, what, $2-3? So you're talking about someone who's going pretty cheap.
Right. And so but then you have her. But how much more are you going to have to put into her over time financially?
Well, wives aren't cheap. I mean, frankly, I've been a wife a couple of times, and
But you know, nobody had to import you from anywhere.
Well, not this time, no. You know, I'm a free agent. I'm working for myself, if what you're asking.
Yeah, but when you're getting somebody from another country, you have to teach them again about hygiene in the culture.
Augmentation.
Augmentation. All of that.
ESL lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. So I'm going to say, for $6,000... if you're going to get someone who doesn't care what you look like, they're going to have to be blind. You're going to have to be getting a blind mail order.
Silent person.
Yeah.
And what are they going to do? They're just basically a sex slave in your house.
I guess. I mean, for $6,000, I mean, it's a way to go. At the same time, pectoral inserts. Gentlemen, really? I mean, go to the gym, do a little bit of working out. Of course, if you have moobs, as they're called.
Oh, right. The man boobs.
Man boobs.
Yes.
You know, maybe get those reduced. But pectoral inserts, I feel like it's kind of a lie. You know, it's not real.
I think that guys should keep their man boobs. They should. And put on a bra.
And lift and separate.
And just lift and separate and wear them proudly and just be like, this is it.
You know, I saw a guy on vacation. And I hate it when guys wear these T-shirts that have something that they think is sexy on it. It's never a sexy guy. It's never the guy who's
like
wearing the
t-shirt?
Boobs Inspector T-shirt or, you know, Buttweiser T-shirt. It's never a good-looking, strapping young buck. It's always just some has-been, Mr. Last Tuesday.
Well, that's to tell the girl, like, oh, it's going to indicate I have personality so you can talk to me because nobody's going to get near him even to hear him speak first. So it's kind of like shouting without making a noise.
Hey, look at me. I'm pathetic.
Hey, I'm fun.
I'm fun.
I'm a fun guy. Come over here.
Wow. This guy,
that's
definitely a lot of fun. And his T-shirt said, hey, lady, can you tell your boobs to stop staring at me? So I took a look at the T-shirt and I said, same to you, buddy. You know, whatever. I was just reacting to the T-shirt. He didn't find it that funny. Then I boarded my flight and went on my way. But I'm saying if you're wearing a T-shirt like that, you know, expect commentary of some sort. And don't be offended when it happens.
All right. Okay. Moving on to advice on advice. This is the segment where we read somebody's advice and give advice on what they said and tell them what they should have said in concentrated form.
Yeah, and frankly, how they should have said it. Because there's a lot of advice out there. A lot of it's unqualified.
Okay.
And we need to set the record straight. So what's your advice? What do you have?
Okay. So this is from the American Society of Plastic Surgeons. They say, when finding a surgeon, make sure they adhere to a strict code of ethics. That's it.
That's the advice.
That's the advice. But they don't tell you what to do in order to see if they're ethical or not. What do you ask them? How do you know this? Because usually people, you find out they're unethical after the fact.
That's true, because generally when people are unethical, they try to hide that.
Yeah. So they're basically going to lie.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Or they just, you know, they're just going to omit certain pieces of information, like, I'm not board certified.
Right.
Or I work on minors.
So maybe they should have said, you know, here's a list of questions to screen, you know, that aren't directly towards them. They can kind of answer them, and maybe you can get the impression if they're ethical or not. You can ask them, do individuals have the right of self-determination?
Yeah. Did you enjoy watching The King of Queens?
Who is that? And see what they answer.
Yeah, see what they say. How do you feel about what happened in Rwanda?
Right.
You know, things like that. Would you buy coffee that was produced in, you know, a plantation where people weren't properly insured?
If you found a letter with a stamp on it on the ground, would you mail it for that person who dropped it?
Yeah, things like
that. Things like that. And then kind of see what they say.
Oh, where did you go to school? I think might be a good one, too.
One.
But that doesn't really reveal someone's ethics.
Okay, what do you got?
Well, I think we need to take a little trip on over to the Celebrity Corner.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's march on over to Celebrity Corner. Since we're dealing with the subject of augmentation, and this was a tough one because it's hard to dig up celebrities who have not had some kind of work. There are some people who I frankly don't even... I think I saw Kate Jackson on TV.
You think?
But it could have been Glenn Close in a wig.
No.
It could have been anything. Everything was pulled so far back that it looked like, you know, when they show you an alien coming out of the light,
mm-hmm.
and you just see the big eyes and a very thin piece of a nose, and everything is just, it's like spherical. That's what I think I saw. But for our celebrities this week, we have Heidi Montag.
Yes.
And Pamela Anderson.
Oh, the lovely Pamela.
The lovely Pamela Anderson. PETA activist. And I'm going to go ahead and say that Heidi Montag is serving or attempting to serve Pam Anderson. And she's doing so at like a 70% discount.
70%.
Yeah,
that's
so
pretty accurate.
If you can't get Pam, and you probably can't.
Yeah.
And you want kind of a replacement and you've got 30% of the budget, I would go for Heidi Montag. But get it quickly because I don't think she's going to last long. The shelf life on those things looks like it's come and due.
Right. And her mental state, too,
yeah,
is questionable.
Yeah.
She's just a little too fragile,
yeah,
emotionally to pull off what Pam has pulled off.
And I feel like in terms of augmentation, Pam went with a more naturalistic look up top. Whereas Heidi Montag went right for Freak Show. It's like a carnival. I think it should be a sideshow. It's like Bearded Lady, Heidi Montag.
Good.
Lizard Boy.
In that order.
In that order.
Yeah, you'd have to go through that, progression.
She's a freak. I didn't know much about her. I did my research. Apparently, she was on a TV show called The Hills.
Yeah, oh, The Hills. Which I haven't seen either.
I haven't seen that either. I was too busy reading a book. I didn't have time for that. But she's trying to have a career as a singer, which is great because she obviously has a great set of lungs. Thank you very much. Somewhere hidden under there. And her first album came out was called Superficial.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, but the whole acting thing, she's only done reality. She hasn't actually gotten in a bathing suit and ran.
I think she was probably in a bathing suit in Hollywood Hills. And are you saying that Pam Anderson has done some acting?
That's what I'm saying. I will support Pam in her acting.
And could you please tell us all some of the roles that you really enjoyed her work in?
The iconic yet short-lived VIP series.
Okay.
Where she was the detective or something.
Was
investigator.
That on pay-per-view?
No, that was on network television.
Okay. And she played a private dick.
Yes.
And can you tell us anything else about the show?
No, because it was so short-lived.
It was that short.
I don't even know what it was about.
We don't even know the premise. It was that short.
That's right. If you met her.
Okay. If I met
her. It would go into our segment, Dastardly or Disarming. If you met either Heidi or Pam, would they be dastardly or disarming?
Ah, that's a tough one. I mean, I think that if I met Heidi Montag, she seems like she would be a sweet person, probably because she seems like an idiot. Mm-hmm. But the fact that I would be doubled over laughing when I met her would probably turn her into kind of an unpleasant character. Because frankly, when you're coming at someone with boobs that large, the only response can be laughter from a woman.
Okay.
Obviously, if I were a man, I would have a different response. And I think she'd probably be upset that I was laughing at her and her failed piece of career. And I'd probably have to comfort her and maybe, you know, say, look, it's all is not lost.
So you'd beat her down emotionally.
Yeah. And it'd be like a roller coaster ride, an emotional roller coaster. I'd be like, look, it's not too late. You're young. You're somewhat attractive. So you still got 2 or 3 years left in there. Uh-huh. You can do it.
So it would be, then she'd come out like a new person.
Yeah.
Having met you.
A chrysalis.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, Pam Anderson, on the other hand.
Pam Anderson.
I think that would be fun.
I think so, too. I think she'd be completely disarming. She'd be a good time. And not just because you met her. It's because of all the guys that will flock to her.
Yeah.
And you can get all the leftovers.
Yeah. You'd be like, hey, I'm hanging out with Pam Anderson. Bam. Everybody's right there.
Yeah.
Athletes are there. Comedian types are there.
Right.
Charlie Sheen probably there.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And then you could just mop up the extras.
I picture us all on a rooftop bar. That's where we'd be.
With Pam Anderson.
Yep. A great time.
Drinking a Labatt's because she's Canadian. Celebrating her Canadian heritage. A Labatt Ice.
What's that?
In each hand.
What's that? A boot.
So yeah.
That's my Canadian pronunciation.
Nice. See? Yeah, I think Pam Anderson would be cool. I'd like to hang out with her. So, okay, Pam, if you're free, we'd like to have a Labatt's Ice with you.
On a rooftop
bar. On a rooftop?
If we had to wrap it up, what would you say? What would you say? What's your final rant?
My final rant is, if you're going to spend money on plastic surgery, make sure people can tell the difference. I looked on the internet for ages of before and after pictures, and it looks the same. It's like before a big nose, after a big nose. Get something that's really dramatic, like Orlan. You know, she's an artist, and she changes her body to look like different famous women. Like, for example, don't just get a forehead. Do what she did. Get the forehead of Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa. You get the chin of Botticelli. Personally, I would like to have the upper cheeks of Little Kim. Get something that is iconic. The blank look of Julia Roberts and the ruddy nose of Julia Roberts as well. Really just mix it up. Give you something that looks a little different. Like, I'm African-American. I'm going to get my surgery. When I come out, I'm going to have the eyes of a Chinese boy. Something that makes a statement. Get your money's worth. Don't just go in there and get little tiny cosmetic fixes. Go big or go home with cosmetic surgery.
Very good.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I just want to say, all right, everybody wants to be hot. They think they'll be loved if they're hot. But I hate to break it to you, people. People will love you even if you're not hot. You don't love your mother because she's hot, do you?
No, most definitely not.
But, all right. What people really need overhauled is their personality. There are so many nasty people out there. And even worse than the nasty people, there are too many dull people. There should be a personality shaping procedure, and it could be some kind of intense transforming thing, Clockwork Orange style. You could go in, get the Pavlovian negative reinforcement thing going on, and everybody would come out with a great personality. Parties will be so much better. Everyone with these Oscar Wilde quotes coming out of their mouths. Everybody's going to be looking forward to what you have to say next rather than looking at your thin lips. The end.
Well said. I don't think we left anything out.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all. We covered the entire topic of augmentation in less than that. We have solved it. Don't go changing.
Yes. Okay, that's it. Okay, we'd like to thank Cinema, Kim Audio, and all the listeners. And don't forget to email us at
heyyouknowit@gmail.com. We'll be back in 2 weeks from now with a little holiday episode about how to survive the holidays, Hey You Know It style. Have a good one.